Recording 2.5.
So where would you suggest people go to find this diversity?
Well, it depends what people want, really. I mean, we like to think we've got something for everybody. Most overseas visitors probably wouldn't think of England as the obvious place for a beach holiday. But if you think about it, we are an island and there are hundreds of miles of coast, staggeringly beautiful coastline. And for families, I suppose we can't do better than Cornwall, really, in the southwest of England. You can get surfing, lots of water sports, really good for family holidays, as are the Norfolk Broads, which is in the east of England. You could hire a boat, meander through more than 125 miles of waterways, passing the most peaceful countryside. And if you're into getting away from it all and climbing and hiking, then go to the Lake District. That's a place of breathtaking scenery. If you're into quaint villages and rolling countryside, you're really spoilt for choice. Go to Northumberland or the Cotswolds. You can really escape the masses and at the same time see fantastically picturesque villages with typical thatched cottages and, of course, the traditional country pubs. Wonderful place to go.
And, of course, England is steeped in history.
Yeah, if it's history you're after, then again, you're spot for choice. There are lots of historic towns other than London. For example, there's York, dating back to before Roman times. Ward City, tiny cobbled streets, a delight, really. And then York Minster is a fine example of Gothic architecture. In fact, it's Europe's second largest Gothic cathedral. And if you happen to be there on a Sunday, well, you're really in for a treat because the magnificent bells ring out all over the city. I mean, it's fantastic.